USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are nearing agreement on sanctions against Russia over its massing of troops near the border with Ukraine in feared invasion. The U.S. promising to put Moscow on the defensive at the U.N. Security Council. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield on ABC's This Week saying our voices are unified in calling for the Russians to explain themselves.
Part of the reason we're calling for this meeting on Monday is one more opportunity to find a diplomatic way out.
Sunday, another day of major flight delays after the nation's northeast states were walloped by a massive winter storm. FlightAware reporting 1,500 flights canceled in and out of the U.S. and more than 2,300 delays. Tens of thousands without power. You're listening to USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
President Biden is calling for the release of U.S. Navy veteran Mark Frericks, who was taken hostage in Afghanistan nearly 2 years ago, Monday marking the second anniversary of the kidnapping. In a statement, the president saying hostage taking is an act of cruelty and cowardice. A civil engineer and contractor from Illinois was kidnapped in January of 2020 from the capital of Kabul and is believed to be in the custody of the Taliban-linked Haqqani network. North Korea continuing its weapons tests, firing what analysts say is the most powerful missile the regime has tested in years. Pyongyang's seventh launch of the month, traveling 500 miles and landing in the ocean. It's the Rams and the Bengals in the Super Bowl. The Bengals get a field goal in overtime at Kansas City to win 27-24. And the Rams holding off the 49ers with a late field goal, 20-17. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Actor turned history teacher and former DJ who played a DJ on WKRP in Cincinnati, Howard Hessman, has died at 81.
All right, Cincinnati, it is time for this town to get down. You got Johnny, Dr. Johnny Fever, and I am burning up in here. We are all in critical condition, babies. But you can tell me where it hurts, because I got the healing prescription here from the big KRP musical medicine cabinet. Now, I am talking about your 50,000-watt intensive care unit, babies. So just sit right down, relax, open your ears real wide, and say, give it to me straight, doctor. I can take it.
Hessman dying Saturday in Los Angeles due to complications from colon surgery. And the home of the late host of Jeopardy is up for sale. Here's Chris Barnes from the USA Radio News New England Bureau.
In Los Angeles, the home of the late Alex Trebek is on sale for $7 million. The longtime Jeopardy host bought that property in Studio City in 1991 for about $2 million. The compound, as they call it, features a Mediterranean-style mansion at its center, along with grassy lawns, lush gardens, and oak trees. It's also got a number of very fine bathrooms, as well as a library and a movie theater.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.